His calendar?
His calendar.
He wants to be part of the discussion when it takes place.
Right.
I think NACO, the way I understood, I read that email from the Greene County
presiding.
Thank you. And it looks like that maybe they're discussing NACO and he wants to have this to give a report to NACO. Is that what you gathered from it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming Greene County reached out to Commissioner Schofield to talk about broadband in rural districts. Is that the rural areas? And he's wanting to be a part of the discussion. I don't know. I mean, do you care if I just look at the email?
No, you can look at the email, but he basically wants to come and report back to NACO that he has met with the neighboring counties and discussed our thoughts on broadband and...
So broadband task force, NACO, which is the National Association of Counties, is putting a lot of time into it. He's asking if the morning or afternoon of Wednesday, May 12th is available, and then he wanted to know if we could invite, I say we, this was to County Commission, Education Leaders, MU Extension, Agricultural, GPS Navigation Issues, Business, Chamber, Economic, so on and so forth. I guess, and I think broadband is, to answer a question in the galley.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Just Jason over there, he likes to stir the pot.
Mm. Well,
I guess what did you want to discuss on this?
Well, do we want to have this meeting and schedule it? And I guess that's all I've...
Well, if he's going to do it in Taney County, they need to realize the expense of, because Taney County would be different, and this is where Mark could come in, for broadband to get in much of the rural areas than it would like in Greene County.
Right. But I don't know. There's a push by counties nationwide, some counties, cities trying to get into the broadband business, or when they're digging trenches for water, sewer, or other types of utilities they might actually offer. You know, put fiber in the ground with it. I'm not really up to speed on who pays what and how does it get, you know, used for the public, or, you know, or are we now an internet provider? I don't know. I've brought it up, you know, in the past to not this commission, but other ones, and just never really seemed to gain much interest on the county getting into the broadband business.
Okay.
But at the same time, if there's a meeting, is there anything on from NACO that I can kind of download or see or website go to and figure out where?
I think that it's become a kind of a new buzzword, like economic development. Everybody talks about economic development and nothing's ever...
And I would say that was my... I thought about this after talking to you this morning of, you know, where would we even be interested in possibly entertaining doing this in? And I would think it would be for economic development. And
I'm just
because
saying, right now they talk about broadband.
Right,
broadband.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they really have a clear path forward with it. I think they
say it. Things have really come out now just in the last couple months on broadband availability. Starlink and the cell phone carriers and stuff like that are really making broadband available in very rural areas that, you know, Starlink is an Elon Musk thing where satellite, you know, it's a new form of satellite internet and, you know, at least 100 meg service for $100 a month. So it's relatively affordable and the speed is actually pretty acceptable, even by my standards. So I'm really kind of curious to see where the big expense of rolling fiber out in a lot of these rural areas necessary now with the new technology that could be available here. It's already, that Starlink stuff is already available here right now. It's just recently come available in the last couple months, but, you know.
What's the upload speed on that, do you know? How is it different than Hughes or whatever?
It's not even comparable. I mean, I would compare it more to a cable modem or something like that now.
What is the, what were those things that they were talking about putting, like, an individual... At the telephone poles, you know, like, catch a signal and turn around and shoot.
Well, 5G works like that, where they have, like, these little, you know, smaller little micro towers that work off of telephone poles to give improved speeds. But in those cases, the equipment that they mount on the telephone poles are actually connected back via fiber optic back to wherever the main hub is. Yeah.
It just extends their reach.
Well, the newer 5G technology is faster, but has shorter range, doesn't penetrate through walls as easily, so they're really trying to move the equipment closer to the customer to still, you know, achieve the speed. And but the drawback to that is you have to have more transmitters in, you know, in a more dense area.
How far you are from the transmitter determines how, mm-hmm. how good of a speed or how clear.
Right, right. And I don't know, I mean, I definitely don't think that's going to be a very
viable
or available service in rural areas. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I mean, I still think 4G and LTE is still plenty fast. I mean, you can still get 50 to 100 meg through a cell phone right now just on the 4G LTE stuff pretty easily, as long as you have good service.
The problem there is it's not as affordable.
I agree. But like, once again, I mean, cell phone companies are still finally coming around where they offer, you know, the hotspots for your homes and stuff like that, and they're advertising them now as unlimited bandwidth or data. I haven't had one to actually. They always seem to get you somewhere on that where you.
Yeah, but there's still several spots in Taney County that your cell phone won't pick up.
Oh, I agree.
Well, I think the reason for the agendized item was to see if there's interest to have a discussion with. I think there's always interest in having discussion. I just don't know.
Right.
It sounds to me like that maybe he is on a committee with NACO, and he's going to report back to them, and hoping that NACO then will take it and lobby Congress for more infrastructure.
That's right.
So it sounds like to me.
Right. Yeah, I'd say it's an economic development angle.
But right now, if I'm in the rural area, certain parts in Walnut Shade back in there, Mark Twain, Bradfield, see, I cannot get any type of an internet service.
Right.
Except through the phone somehow, and I understand that that's not necessarily good.
Right. But that's where the Starlink product I'm telling you about is changing the game. It will change it. And it was made just for this. From what I've heard, they don't even want to sell it in highly populated areas. They want to sell it in rural areas.
And that's called Starlink?
Starlink, yep. It's Elon Musk, it's another one of the company, you know, the guy that started Tesla electric cars. Oh. And then he also has his own rocket company called SpaceX. Mm-hmm. So now with his own rocket company, they're like launching. They're supposed to have like thousands of satellites that orbit the Earth, mm-hmm. and make basically the internet available anywhere. And there's a bunch of YouTube videos of people using it and testing it right now. And I'm telling you, it's better than the phone line. DSL-based internet that we're getting out in the rural areas, for sure.
I was told that's not too good.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
Unless you pay an extra for a hotspot.
If it's through the phone lines out in like Pro, you know, I know with Melissa and stuff like that. She lives out in Pro Tem, and trust me, she's on the list. I think right now to get the Starlink service. To be honest with you. But, yeah, I think the game's changing on that. Now, but you know, a business is different. If you're trying to cater to businesses or like an industrial park and they want a fiber connection, I can understand that because they're doing a lot more volume and relying on the internet in a different way. But so that's where I can see it for economic development for sure. If you're trying to, if there's a new, you know, industrial park happening in a rural area or something like that where you can put a bunch of businesses on a fiber connection and the county would take the burden of running the fiber from that rural area back to, you know, perhaps Branson or something like that here, or maybe even Forsyth, and then connect up to one of the other, you know, big fiber internet companies or something like that, and the county kind of take the burden to extend the internet out there. But I still don't see it being, it's not going to be like fiber to everybody's house. I mean, it's...
Say if you want to run it in Hollister, and you know the hills and the what you'd have running up, so how much fiber optic would you, how would you have to run that to service all those people?
Homes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every home would... You'd have to run a fiber optic cable down the road, and then after that, every home would have a fiber optic cable that connected into it. I mean, it's...
That'd be rough drill digging.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the other thing with this area, that we don't have dirt to bury the stuff in the ground with. It's the rock in the ground here is definitely prohibitive on the whole project. But and then, I mean, you can put it on telephone poles, but, you know, that comes with its own risks as well.
I was trying to think if with they're talking about, which we're told is in print, that more money would be spent. They don't call it the CARES Act. What's the new name they got?
ARPA.
ARPA. Okay, Ben's...